that you open it up on the other side?
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good install.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
To the J Wild Show, 347-850-1272 is the call number, 347-850-1272. Let me do this. My kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you something. Today just ain't a good day. We're going to talk about it on the other side. Ooh, I'm pissed off, but I have a smile on my face because I'm trying to play this mess off. So to get this party started, let me tell you, tonight we're talking about, okay, to bone or not to bone. That is the question. Think about that. And to kill me, the question of the day, getting caught with your hands in the cookie jar. We're going to talk about those situations. Right now it's time for a news update. And then on the other side, it's time to get this party started 30 minutes after our scheduled time. But, T.O., you know what to do. Let's get this party started right.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Oh. You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited, too?
And you know this, man.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. is accusing Syrian forces of firing Scud missiles at rebels in a new escalation of the conflict there. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. sees that as a sign of desperation.
U.S. officials say that Syrian forces have fired missiles from the Damascus area into northern Syria in recent days. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland says there's also evidence that the Syrians are using what she called barrel bombs.
As the regime becomes more and more desperate, we see it resorting to increased lethality and more vicious weapons moving forward.
Her comments came as the U.S. formally recognized the Syrian Opposition Coalition as the legitimate representative of the Syrian people. The U.S. hopes such recognition will show there's an alternative to Bashar al-Assad's government. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The back and forth between House Speaker John Boehner and the White House over the double whammy of spending cuts and tax hikes due to kick in at the start of next year, continuing today in Washington. After the pair reportedly spoke by phone twice yesterday, Boehner today blasted the president's plan, saying it falls short in two regards.
His plan does not fulfill his promise to bring a balanced approach to solving this problem. It's mainly tax hikes. And his plan does not begin to solve our debt crisis. It actually increases spending.
Yesterday, President Obama offered to reduce his demand for the additional tax revenues over a decade from $1.6 trillion to $1.4 trillion. Boehner countered with an offer that stuck closely to a document delivered to the White House a week ago. The slow pace of negotiations has prompted some top lawmakers to express skepticism over whether a deal can be reached by December 31st. Federal Reserve officials say they'll keep interest rates low until the U.S. unemployment rate falls below 6.5%. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports the Fed will also beef up its bond buying program.
Fed officials have said they expect to keep interest rates low until mid-2015. Now they've gotten even more explicit. They say they won't consider raising rates unless the jobless rate, now 7.7%, falls to 6.5%. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke spoke to reporters after the Fed's latest meeting.
By tying future monetary policy more explicitly to economic conditions, this formulation of our policy guidance should also make monetary policy more transparent and predictable to the public.
Bernanke said until the labor market improves, the Fed would buy $85 billion worth of bonds a month, including $45 billion in mortgage-backed securities, as a way of pouring money into the economy. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.
Number of CEOs planning to either add jobs or fire workers is about the same as it was 3 months ago. The group, the Business Roundtable, says about 29% of members say they'll increase hiring over the next 6 months. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 2 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Okay, I'm mad tonight. And let me tell you why I'm mad tonight. It's very simple. Tonight, if you're listening to this 3-minute commentary live, it's actually 30 minutes later than when you usually listen to this 3-minute commentary, which simply means that our show time has been adjusted. Now, I am going to fall on the sword because apparently things have changed. BTR as a network has grown, and so now people are putting out shows, and there was really no time available for us to come on at our usual time at 7:30 p.m. Central, a time that we've been coming on for the last 3 years. No time whatsoever. So then I get in contact with BTR and say, listen, folks, we come on at this time every Wednesday. What the hell's going on? Sorry, Jay, there's no time available for you. You're going to have to schedule your show at 8 o'clock, which is bull dookie. So let me tell you how I feel about this. First of all, I think everyone has the right to have a show on BTR. And BTR, by the way, for those who may be listening from other websites, is the home channel, is the home site for this show. This show generates from BTR Radio. And then it goes out to different websites, and you know, and people can listen in from Facebook and tagged from all these different places. But it originates right here on BTR. So when you hear me say the world-famous chat room, that chat room once again falls under BTR. Now, you may go to our world-famous chat room and see four folks, but that doesn't mean that there's not thousands and thousands of people listening from other places. And they can do that. That's fine. But I guess for me, what really irks me is that it just seems that BTR should have some way, somehow, to determine, okay, here are shows that come on at a certain time every freaking week for the last 3, 4, 5 years. But apparently they don't have that as a part of their repertoire, as a part of their structure. Let me tell you something, BTR, you need to do it. You need to do it. Because come hell or hot water, we are always on the air every Wednesday. We're not some fly-by-night show that, oh, when I wake up and we decide to do a show, we just do it. That's not what we do around here. We're scheduled, we're professional, we do things a certain way. So if I was king of BTR for one day, I would have all my people go and look at the shows that are putting out the best numbers, the shows that are consistent, and then those shows would have top priority for scheduled times. Meantime, in between time, I will say this, that you do have the ability to go out and schedule shows out in the future. So guess what I did? The J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition is scheduled until February. This will never ever, ever, ever happen again. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm gonna make a do what a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the
coolest brother of them all. Is it Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin',
baby? What's crack-a-lackin'? Man, what the hell is wrong with your mic, Mr. L.E.S.?
I don't know. What's wrong with it?
You sound like you're talking in a tunnel, Mr. L.E.S. Can you get closer to your mic?
As close as I'm going, I can get it, so about that.
What are you doing, Miss Elias? You sound horrible.
You got something in common, huh?
We got something in common. Okay, Miss Elias, I see right now that this is not going the way I thought it would go. It's already a bad night. Don't start with me, Miss Elias. I don't want to hear tonight, Miss Elias.
But hell, don't start with me. Hell.
All right, brother, hold on now. We can stop this show and have a fight right now, Negro.
Dude, hey, it won't be the first time.
Man, put your hands up. Put your hands up then. Tired of this mess. Tired of you and this mess.
Hey, I whoop your ass and laugh about it later.
Hey, watch your mouth. So, Mr. Elias, man, what have you done today besides wasting everybody's time?
Not a damn thing. How about that? That thing you do every day. Not a damn thing.
You know, Mr. Elias, I see these little conversations between you and I are getting shorter and shorter. And so, you know, it is just time.
Go to hell, Jay. How about that?
Alrighty, Mr. Elias, and God bless you too. Kumbaya, my brother, kumbaya. Like the match. Sorry, sap sucker. Can't stand you. Get on my damn nerves. Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger? Hell no, nah, she's taking a damn bullet. You serious? Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand it. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
She didn't mean it. Okay.
You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
Nope.
No, I would not. My kid, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama. Because she ain't got nothing for you, man.
Hey.
She was looking good, though.
She
had a killer's cold shoes on.
Yes.
Yes. My hair was fierce. I want to ride Momo B, baby. Hey, sexy thing. What's going on, Momo B?
What's shaking bacon, baby? What's shaking bacon?
What the hell? Are you trying to come up with a catchphrase or something? Something that can people... Okay, that's not a good one.
Mr. Elias said his what's crack-a-lackin'? You know what's crack-a-lackin'? What's shaking bacon? No, you don't like it? No.
Oh, no, it's just...
No? Sorry. It was funny at the time.
You need to go back to the drawing board. That's just not a good one.
Hey, whatever. Hey!
Okay, let me ask you a question, Momo B. Before we even get started down this path, have you been drinking?
No, me? Why? Why would you say
no,
that?
No, I just want to know because people, you know, it's a certain tone when you drink. I just want to know, have you been drinking? So is
I'm
it going to be
happy
a,
now? What are you talking about?
Is it going to be a fun show or is it going to be a very, very, very fun show? Because when you drink, it's a very, 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 very fun show. I'm just trying to figure out which show that we have scheduled for tonight.
Do you like fun or do you like very, very fun? What do you like? I never asked you that before, and it's your show, so you got your
opinion. No. It's not my show, Momo B. It's our show.
Well, okay. Oh well, thank you. So, God damn it, don't worry about what it is.
Hey,
well,
watch your mouth. Because it's our show. That means you can't be running your filthy, flunty, flumpy mouth. What the hell is wrong with you? You're starting off already cussing. This show has been cursed today. I just think this whole thing has been cursed. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this thing. Oh, God, wow. Well, Mama B, listen, have you been good today? Have you been naughty or nice?
I've been nice. It's always nice. What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm just asking.
Just
naughty or nice?
This
guy here, man, he comes back talking nasty. I mean,
I want to comment on your 3-minute commentary.
Yes, please do.
I don't know why you thought that you was all that you could just have laughs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, hold up. See, you get up. Okay,
stop. I'm just saying. That's what you thought. That's what you always did all this time. You just woke up at like 5 o'clock and said, "Okay,
hold on,
watch your mouth.
No, watch your mouth.
You got set up ahead of time, so I'm glad
watch your
now
mouth.
You did it that from
the
now to February. I'm just saying, like, who do you think you are?
I'm Mr. Big Stuff. That's who I am. Damn it.
Hey, No, for real, though. For real. Like, Block Talk is growing. You know by your listeners. You know by how many people you increase week after week after week. Everybody's trying to get honest and be somebody. So, yes, it is a growing field. So, yes,
you got to plot your
Thank plans you. In advance.
Thank you,
you
for
do.
Being on the home
so
team.
Now,
thank you for busting me out
before,
in front of
said,
thousands
me,
and thousands of people.
Go
thank
and
you.
Plan You're my great. Show and talking about the slots to build up. Of
Thank
course.
You. Thank you, Momo B. Can we move on now, please? Thank you, Momo B. You're the greatest. You're the greatest.
I'm just saying, I was surprised.
Well, that makes two of us. All the queens here.
A queen to be forever.
Started 30 minutes late, made her here on time.
Do whatever his highness
yes.
desires. She's your queen.
She's a queen.
To
oh, be. Lord, don't do that.
Okay, mute it. Because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to evolvestrategyteam.com.
Introducing
the one and only
Princess Audelia.
Oh, bow down. Bow down. About it. Hello, Dr. Princess Audelia, the Queen of Inspiration. How are you on this beautiful Wednesday?
I am doing absolutely awesome. How is everyone?
We're doing great, Dr. Princess Audelia.
Very good. Very good. Hi, sister.
Hello, my sister. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you here this evening.
Yes, thank you. I'm very glad to be here. And hello, Mr. Elias. How are you?
I'm good, Dr. D. How are you?
I'm doing well. And how are you, Jay Riles?
I'm doing outstanding, Dr. Princess Aldea. And how are you, again, for the second time?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much. I'm just relaxing.
Really?
Doing a little work as I'm relaxing. And
oh, of course.
So wine. So,
are you drinking wine?
Water. Oh, I am tonight.
Of course.
I am.
Oh, I could tell.
Oh, look how she said that. Oh, I am tonight. Yeah, I am. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm right. Woody. Woody the wine on tonight.
Woody
oh,
the
I'm
wine.
Oh, I'm having though. A start name.
Are you really? That's great. But hold on. Your time has been cut short because Lifeski is
oh.
in the house with the Lifeski.
Wait. How did you figure you cut my time short just because he came on?
Because when life first of all,
because you use more words than everybody in the world. Now, you can tell
it. Give me a land. Don't worry about it, JK. Don't even worry
What's
about
that?
It. Give me a land.
What's happening, Momo B? Where's Momo B?
Hey, Life Right.
30,692.
Wow. Am I on mute? I don't believe these people have put me on mute. Hello?
Okay, keep talking. You be back there.
Yeah,
I'm back.
Be cool. You might want to
Yeah,
be
watch
cool.
it. Watch it. You just need to watch it there, Dr. Princess Audea. Okay, excuse us, Dr. Princess Audea, while we take care of some formalities. Welcome into the Wednesday edition of the Jay Riles Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Now, I know what you're wondering and what you're thinking. What the hell's going on? We're going to talk about that in 2 minutes because 10 good minutes is coming up, and we'll talk about it. Plus, I met some great people today I want to acknowledge. So, anyway, light-skinned dog, listen, man. How the hell are you doing this evening, light-skinned?
I'm fine. I called early at 5:30 and no J. Ryle. I'm like, what the
hell? I know,
is
man.
You
light skinned, man. They treat me like a stepchild over here. They treat me like a damn stepchild up in this thing, light skinned.
Who is
this?
Like a stepchild?
It's BTR, damn it. It's BTR, damn it. They treat me like a light. They treat me like a damn black, dark skinned.
No. You were just late scheduling your show.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you were getting in your eyes.
He thought he was the Don Dada. And he realized
okay,
he's a double folk.
Okay, you two finna get hit.
Exactly.
You,
okay. Don't try to pass the buck.
You two finna get hit. I don't hit women. Only time I hit women is when we do it electronically. I'm gonna pop both of y'all eyes. Y'all keep running your damn lips. Shut it down.
Okay.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
Pay it to
I say pay attention.
Ten good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Rib Zone. And, of course, 10 Good Minutes is all about just rapping and clapping and talking about things that are not on topic tonight. And so, listen, we started talking about it. Let's just go ahead and take it home. Okay, Lights, can you ask me the question why we were on the air at 5:30 Pacific, you know, 7:30 Central? And here's the reason why. Exhale, Momo B, to hell with you. The reason why is because...
Because you didn't schedule the show on time.
Okay, is your name Light Skin or is your name J-Rao? I'm sorry, but he didn't give you permission to
hold
talk.
Hold on, J-Rao, let me say something right here.
Go ahead, yell
pop,
man,
yell. Pop, 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 in your eyes, in your eyes.
Get her ass. Interrupted me while I'm talking.
I was ready to sing. That's my joint.
Oh, please don't. Please, Momo, be stopped. I mean, your singing is just horrendous. Oh, God. So anyway, so what happened, apparently, is DTR is growing by leaps and bounds. And so usually I schedule a show, you know, an hour or so before showtime. Because
exactly.
When you do it that time,
15 minutes before
from a marketing standpoint, when you do it from that time, it shows up on everybody's thing saying, hey, J-Rao just scheduled a show. It's fresh in their mind. They'll see it.
I like that.
No.
Apparently, for the first time in BTR history, I've gotten a message saying, oh, everything's booked up. I'm like, excuse me? Yes. Everything's booked up.
But you know what, Jay? Let me tell you something, Jay, that apparently you didn't know because you think that this is the way you do it. If you do it in advance, 15 minutes before the show, it sends a message out anyway.
I wanted to send another one out. Hello.
He wanted the slow people like Dr. Princess, they got to see it twice.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
He know what he's doing.
Thank you.
Okay. Say what?
I heard you. So anyway, so that's what happened. So unfortunately, you know, we weren't on at our scheduled time like we are always on for the last 3 years. And I let BTR know this, that I was not happy that this happened. Okay? Now, I'm pretty sure they don't give a damn, but I just wanted to make sure they knew that I wasn't happy. Okay? Make sure.
Give a damn.
Okay, I want to make sure Light Skin. I have to warn everyone right here. Now, there were a few people that I met this week that I said I would acknowledge today. Now, first two ladies I met yesterday, I met them at Home Depot. One's name's Jackie, and another one's name's Angela. So I go to the customer service booth, Mr. Elias, because my lazy ass is for, like, checking out at the checkout. It was all on the other end of the store. I said, hey, can I check out here? She said, yes, you can. She said, but you're not really supposed to. I said, but you know you're going to do me this favor, right? She said, yeah, I will. So I said, I tell you what, since you took care of me tonight, I am going to sing Christmas carols for you on the show. And she said, can you give me a sample right now? I said, no, you have to listen to the show to get your sample. So then she says, it must be that bad, huh? I said, oh, hold on, sister girl. It ain't bad at all. She apologized. So Angela and Jackie, I told them I would sing Christmas carols for them. So I'm going to give them one verse of my favorite Christmas song. Chestnuts roasting.
Yeah, my favorite Christmas song is Silent Night. I hope your ass is silent.
Tonight.
Chestnuts.
Hey,
don't make me laugh. One verse. Chestnuts roasting on open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
You are on mute, so you can't sing no more. Go sing in mute land, you silly ass.
Okay.
Everybody knows I have a mute button. I can unmute myself. If we make the season bright, okay. All right, so now, I got that out the way, Jackie, that's for you. So now, let me tell you about the other person I met today. Her name is Nadine. Now, we have a listener by the name of Nadine. This is not that Nadine. This is another Nadine. Now, this lady, Mr. Elias, I took her a pin to the credit union. She said she loved my pin. So I brought a pin up there for her about 8 months ago. So all of a sudden, Mr. Elias, she lost the damn pin that I gave her. She lost it. And so what pissed me off about this whole situation was, did she try to say I didn't bring her a damn pin? So I said, Nadine, I'm going to bust you out, girl. So, Nadine, thank you seriously for taking care of the Big Daddy today. I appreciate it. We love you. We love you. We love you. Okay, so listen. We have a few more minutes left. We have 5 more minutes and 10 good minutes. Mama B, what would you like to talk about? Oh, look at this guy. What does he want? Yes, Rob Smooth. Yes, Rob Smooth.
Oh, what?
Mama
B or Rob Smooth? Come on, make it
your mind. Well, Rob Smooth is called. Yes, Rob
Smooth. Funky, stinky, diarrhea, Christmas, singing, carol. Man, that stunk.
Oh, Rob Smooth, don't you realize stunk. You're supposed to come at the end of the show. Never in
mouth,
between or in the
yuck
beginning.
Mouth, I wasn't talking to you. Don't you have some wine you need to... You have some wine you need to drink.
I am drinking.
What's
my
up,
wine.
Family? What's up, family?
What's going on, Rob Smooth?
Where's his exit?
Now, see, AJ, you see how she took up for you, man. You know, normally, she's like, yeah, get him. Now she's she trying to get some brownie points in because of herself being missing in action so long. But the,
oh, yeah, I don't even bring that up.
It's stunk,
yeah.
Man. It's stunk. It's stunk, man. That was,
thank
that
you,
was
Rob.
Good.
I've not been missing in action. That is tough. You know what? I feel love.
Rob, what do you want, Rob?
Hey, man, hey, she just, that's one. Get it.
No,
get
no,
it
no,
in,
no,
man.
Hey,
hold
this
on, Rob, why you, Rob Smooth, man, you can't just come in like that. You know, man, you homie, man. But we got
well, my father, what's up there? What's up there?
Light skin. Rob Smooth is supposed to come
about?
At the end.
I'm going to call you Smooth Skin.
No, nobody knows if he's smooth skin because nobody has ever seen him.
I said I was gonna call him out. I didn't say what you did to dictate. we know about you and your dictation. I like the dark skin. I like the fact that it had a little character on it. You did your
thank
own
you.
Thing with it.
Thank you,
you
real
know.
Much.
It had some character to it. It was out of key. I don't give a damn. It had
thank
a
you,
character.
Mike Tim.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who was that?
Man.
Mike Tim, I'm having some mic problems. Hold on. Hello. Mic check 1-2. My
like,
mic is messing up.
Don't lie to that
are
man like that. Light
eating
skin.
On the show?
I'm not eating. I'm telling you, I'm having a mic problem. It's a mic checker 1-2. Mic check.
You are eating, Jay.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Hey,
prove it.
Come
you
on,
better hope
hey,
it ain't a mic check, Cat Williams style.
Oh, hell. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
What's up, L.E.S.?
What up, Rob Smooth?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you need to shut your brother down, though. Next time he tries to sing, man, just put him on mute, man. Don't hurt us like that.
Rob Smooth, what purpose do you serve? What do you want, Rob Smooth? I mean, you're here. What do you want?
Look, my purpose in life is to humiliate your fat ass. Oh, did I say that out loud? It was in the back of my mind, man. My fault.
I know, Rob. Is there anything else, Rob, would you like to do while you're here for the next 2 minutes? Because after 2 minutes, your ass is gone.
Oh, damn. I just came to hang out with the fam, man. I thought I was going to get some talk time, but I see Princess Cat Cack is in, so I don't see that's not going to
work. Well, Rob, you know, it's great that you're here. It's good that you're here. I mean, listen, all right, folks, you know, listen, if you're just tuning in and you're saying, what the hell's going on? Yes, 10 good minutes is going on. We started 30 minutes late. Well, we didn't start late. We started on time because that's the only time we can get the show scheduled. But it won't happen again, I promise you.
Because you are late scheduling it in the first place.
Well, I know. Late shouldn't even come out of your damn lips. Don't you get me started on your black ass. Your ass is late for every damn thing. Don't even try.
No, I'm not.
Yes, the hell you are.
I am
not.
Yeah,
whatever.
She's on mushroom time, man.
Well, whatever time that is. Yeah. Black people mushroom time. Whatever the hell that is. That's what she's on. Oh, my God. Thank you, Mo. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Princess Audie. All right, 10 Good Minutes sponsored by the Rib Zone, 5020 Highway 78, Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat 1495 barbecue buffet. Tell Denny Den that the J. Rouse Show sent you. Let me tell you, folks, we have a great show tonight. Coming up to QOD, I want you to think about this during the break because it's going to be fun. The QOD, the question of the day, getting caught with your hands in the cookie jar. We want you to tell us about situations where your ass got busted on something. Uh-huh, that's coming up. And, of course, the main topic tonight, bone to bone or not to bone? Use your imagination. We'll talk about that one too. To bone or not to bone? That is the question. All right, folks, one set in the books. We have three more to go. It's the J. Rouse Show Wednesday edition. We love you, 347-850-1272. You can call us. Talk to us after the break. The old school Get High song coming up next, plus your weather update courtesy of weather.com. Keep it right here.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie. More fairly quiet weather across the country for Thursday and Friday. Our attention turns to the west, where we actually have a storm system cruising into the desert southwest. Now, that's a place we haven't really spent a lot of time this fall talking about at all because it's just been dry and warm here in the southwest. We're way below average in precip across northern Arizona, way below average in snowfall. And it looks like we've got a weather system approaching the area for Thursday night, moving into Phoenix for Friday, with some rain at Sky Harbor and some higher elevation snowfall here for northern Arizona and northwestern New Mexico. This is a good old-fashioned cold front swinging on through the southwest, giving us below-average numbers in Los Angeles and Phoenix and Albuquerque for Thursday and into Friday and Saturday. All right, for the weekend, that front moves on towards the Gulf Coast. We'll see some thundershowers hugging the Texas coast, Louisiana, up into the Tennessee Valley. The coldest of air stays pretty much bottled up to the far north, so we're expecting some snowfall here in parts of Minnesota and the upper lakes. But Chicago and Detroit, we're going to be in the 40s, so not even cold enough there to do much in the way of snow with this new front coming into the lakes this weekend.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to the J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
What you talk to me, okay?
Is our call at number 347-8501-272. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Hope you guys are chilling now, enjoying some of this cold weather. If you're wishing or looking for a white Christmas, I hope your dreams come true. Hanging out with my main man, Mr. LAS Man. What's up there, big dog?
Man, what's crackalacking, baby? What's crackalacking?
And of course, the very, very fantabulous Momo B. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Oh, Jesus. Let's see if we can do it with the other lady. Is Dr. Princess Audia in the house? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, these two. These two, man. These two. These two. Oh, my God. Anyway, my boy, Life Gives Him
Darkness.
Oh, man, I'm hanging up on people, man. They don't answer. Get the hell up out of here.
No, I apologize. I was on mute. I mute myself every time. So I was talking, and I didn't even know. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm so sorry.
Okay, thank you. Your roll call is that you've already been marked absent already. When the teacher calls your name. We're sending a note home to your parents.
Whatever you want to send me a note, but I got justification, guys, dog it. I caught that one.
Yeah, I know. When them lips was hurt, that bit you bit your tongue, didn't you? And of course, Rob Smooth and I. What's on there, Rob Smooth?
What it do? What it do? I see you still got them two drunk monkeys hanging out. They can't even pick up the phone, huh?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we get you light.
No.
We got you.
Okay. I know I was on mute. I don't know. You know, I was there, but I was muted out.
No, you good.
Mr. LES had me on mute. I didn't mute myself.
Uh-oh.
Y'all did self mute, which I think was good. And on behalf of Dr. Princess, I appreciate that because your excessive word use.
He's gone.
Having everybody else in the universe to not have very many words.
He's gone.
No,
light skin,
you know. No, but light skin, you have to say that when people mute themselves, that's a blessing to radio. That's why I do all the time. I always mute myself, but I just forget to come back. That I just
oh wow,
like oh shoot, I'm on mute.
Wow.
But I mute myself out of respect for the show. That's why I do it. I don't know what's gonna happen in between. You know, like I don't know. So
are you you having sex? Are you partnering Putin? What is it?
Playing his corny music like that was. I know they took me to be down with that. Whatever you just played, I know
what?
They took me to be down.
Yeah,
you
don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, she don't know.
Look,
I had to put on my roller skates again,
food.
Man.
No, I wasn't feeling that one. I wasn't feeling it.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know what it was.
That was KC and the Sunshine Band.
Boy, that's sad.
And what's the song?
Do you, wanna go party?
Yeah.
I don't know that one. I'm sorry. Party. I don't know that one. Okay. You're stuck in mushroom land with Dr. Pinky, so mushroom lady. That's what
whatever.
She's
whatever.
Oh, my
that
God.
Wasn't a good one. That wasn't a good one.
Yeah, whatever.
That was a good one. That was
thank
good.
You, thank you.
No,
appreciate it, brothers. High five
hey,
to all the brothers.
You listen to me and what I say.
Okay, you're right.
You
okay, I didn't know. I didn't know you were country like that. I'll find something in which you could.
I just don't know.
You know what? You're a little bit country. You might be a little bit rock and roll. Maybe we should have paid Donnie Marie for your ass.
Yeah, no, Jay, how you going to say that? Jay, how you going to say that when I've done known every song and appreciated every song
that's
you
true.
Played since I put you
except
on point?
Except for Bobby Brown,
that
but that's another story.
And that is one of the songs you are calling me out, like for real.
Okay, we'll see. We'll get back on point on Saturday. Okay, all right. Look, it's 40 minutes after the hour.
Okay,
coming up
you.
At the top of the hour on the J King Network, it's the music business the way I see it. Light skinned man, what you talking about, brother?
We're talking about what you should expect if you attend the Medium Conference. Medium is an overseas licensing conference where every record company in the world converges on the south of France and Cannes, France. And we license music, you know, you do business. So Karen White is already on her, you know, in February, she's going to be in South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, the United Kingdom, Nigeria. We're going to see Nahida Dow while we're there, Dr. Princess. And she's going to be in London and possibly Paris.
Oh,
so, you know,
yeah.
So I want to like, so, you know, we have a big international presence. But, you know, there's still about 20 other countries that I need to license her music in so that she has a worldwide presence so we can go on a worldwide tour. And so, you know, so we're going to talk about that. I think most independent artists release records in the United States, 99% of them never do a licensing deal outside the United States. So I think every independent artist should be overseas. They'd be surprised at what the market would bear. You know, the United States is the third biggest country in the world, behind China with 1.5 billion people and India with 1.2 billion people. We have 330 million people. So we're the biggest record market. We're the number three population in the world. But in the world, outside the United States, you know, you have 6.5 billion people that buy music. So you got to learn how to bring the world to you. And, you know, and in countries like France and the United Kingdom, you know, the United Kingdom is only 62 million people. And France is 68 million people. And South Korea is only 49 million people. You know, so those are, you know, countries are the size of our state. And California is 44 million people. So, you know, so when California, I mean, the United States is a big market to try to start a record off in. Sometimes you can go into foreign markets and really have a lot of major success and bring that success to the United States. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight.
All right, folks. So listen, if you're an independent artist, if you're someone that's trying to get into the music industry, you should check it out. That's coming up in about 15 minutes on the J. King Network, the music business, the way I see it, with the one and only J. King, a.k.a. Lightskin. And, of course, you're hanging out with us on Wednesday. If you're hanging out with us, top of the hour, coming up, well, I don't know. We're going to do it at the bottom of the hour since we're kind of our time is off a little bit. We have talking points coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Should be a good talking points tonight. You guys should be tuned in for that. All right, 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, if you're just tuning in, your time's not off, and I know I'm getting a message here from our girl Nadine that's listening on from Facebook. She said, what the hell's up? I said, let me tell you something, baby. The time is off a little bit, girl, but we are still here in the hizzy for you, and it is time for the QOD, the question of the day. And the question of the day is a very simple one, and we're asking, okay, tell us a situation where you got your hands caught. You got caught with your hands in the cookie jar. Was you sneaking and creeping and somebody caught you? That's it. 347-850-1272. Call us and tell us the QOD, the question of the day. Tell us when in a situation where you got your hands caught in the cookie jar. Mr. Elias, man, tell us, dog, about a situation where you got your hands caught in the cooking jar, my brother.
Yeah. Wow, I'm trying to think about that one.
Yeah.
As far as cheating or something like that?
It's just anything. Got caught doing something you had no business doing.
my parents were out of town,
And they came back a day earlier than what they were supposed to.
Yes.
And man, I was in my room knocking this female off, man. And when my mother came back and my father came back, it wasn't a pretty sight, man. You know, it just got real ugly.
So you got caught in the downstroke. That's what you're saying. Yeah, that's what you're saying. You got caught in the downstroke.
On the upstroke.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah,
hey,
get up.
Lord have mercy. What's up, Miss Smith, baby?
Everybody get up. Get up for the downstroke.
Oh, you got caught.
Everybody get up.
Yeah. You got caught in stroking.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Yeah. What happened? Did you get your ass whooped? Did you get your ass whooped?
Basically, yeah.
Well, did you get your, hold on. Here's a question, though. Did you get your ass whooped in front of your date?
No, they made me take her home. And then my father bluntly took me outside.
Wait,
and told me, boy, hey, she had some big kickers. And then my mother began to beat the living crap out of me, man.
But, hold on a minute. Pop said she had some big titties.
Yeah, boy, she
had
some big titties.
Pop's taking out. Oh, damn. All right, hold up. Now, I want to get Lightskin because I know he has to go. Lightskin, come on, man. Give me a story, brother. You got your hands caught in the cookie jar, brother.
All right, so I'm 17. My girlfriend, she used to come to my house and go in my room and we shut the door. And and so one day, so my dad be at the house. I'd be in my room. I didn't hit it before my dad there. On this particular day, my dad come into the room to tell me something. And I'm digging off in the thing. And my dad walked in and he said, "Hey, dude, no good." And he walked out.
He said, "No good." What? He said, "What? No good."
Yeah, like that ain't cool. But my dad was like, "No good." Like that ain't cool. And when he shut the door, I kept on doing my thing,
He was just happy for his son.
No, my dad was like, no good. Like, he was like, no, that ain't cool. But he knew I was crazy. I was a crazy little something. My dad was like, this nigga's crazy. No good, dude. You should not be in my house hitting this thing like this. I just want to let you know. And I continued my work. But every time she came over to the house after that, my dad would say, I think it's a good idea for you to keep that door open. I ain't going to lie, the door always ended up closed. It started off open, but it always ended up closed.
Wow. Isn't that something? 347-850-1272 is our call number, 347-850-1272. Miss Elias, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
Man, this is Ernest, man.
Oh, that's Big E. Big E's in the hizzy. What's up there, Big E? How you doing, dog?
Saturday. It's not Saturday.
White skins in the house. What's up, dog?
What's happening, Jay? What's happening, Jay, Elias? I don't know who else is on the line, but hello to everybody.
Ernest, I'm going to call you Sweet Skin.
Listen, I got a lot of names for you, too, brother. You want to go down that road?
No, you called me light skin. I'm giving you your skin. I gave.
No,
I gave
dark skin calls you light skin. I am white skin. That's good enough.
Oh, that's
yes,
what you are.
White skin.
Okay, that's white skin, too. White skin. But
well,
if
what's
you
wrong
me white...
calling you sweet skin? What's wrong with that?
Now, if I call him sweet skin, I got to call you sour skin.
How about nobody's gonna call your ass at all? How about that?
What's going on, Ernest?
What's up, Big J? How's everybody doing tonight? I was just bored out of my living mind. There ain't nothing on TV, and I'm like, why am I not hanging out with the crew of the J. Rouse Show?
Well, right. Thank you, Ernest, for making us your third option. We really appreciate that.
I'm so used to not. We don't do anything on ERN on Wednesdays normally now. And I so forget that you guys have the show that, I just need to get in the habit of hanging out with you guys, maybe.
It's not getting better, Ernest. You forget we have the shows. Let's see. I don't have anything to do. Okay, so hold up now.
The noise is in the background, but I can't hear anything.
I don't know. Mumbo B been drinking. Okay, Mumbo B, listen, Mumbo B.
Tomorrow, please.
Oh, my Lord. Stop that, please.
Mama B. Good God,
Jesus. Any nigga that was coming over, as soon as you start singing, I promise you, he stopped the fact.
No more.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah. So, all right, coming up in the listener lounge tonight, we're gonna bring some of our old people in here. We're gonna hear from our boy Q Harper. We're gonna also hear from Jay Red tonight in the listener lounge. Want to try to make sure the people that support us, we support them. So that's tonight in the lounge. Check it out. That's coming up here in about an hour. So, all right. So the Q will do the question of the day. Okay, Dr. Prince is on there. The question of the day.
What is the question of the day?
Getting your hands caught in the cookie jar. So tell us of a situation where you got caught with your hands in the cookie jar. And that's a figure of speech. It's not like you really got caught with cookies. It's, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Prince O'D, because you like to break stuff down metaphysically, whatever you call that stuff. So listen.
Yeah.
When she pulled up in the driveway and that truck was there.
When it almost happened the way you came close to happening.
But I really, you know what, guys.
Okay, here we go.
I've never
got my hand caught doing nothing wrong.
I've never
been
caught.
You gotta do something to get caught.
Well, first of all, I was a virgin until I was an adult.
Okay, why does it have to be about sex?
Why does it have to be that?
What? Oh, hell no. Oh, no. She said she was a virgin to. Oh.
It is you.
Damn, fine ass.
What age is she talking about, though?
I certainly was. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And I will say this. Now, I told you guys, when I was younger, what I did do, I believe I was a senior in high school. I did. One of my friends, he came to my side window.
One of your friends
came.
One of my, my little boyfriend at the time, he met me at my window. And so he met me on my window, and my grandmother was waking up, and I just basically didn't tell
him. Oh, wait, hold up.
Hold on, Dr. Prince.
Is this a story where you kiss some dude through a screen door? Is that what you. Okay, that's not nothing. Okay, thank you, Dr.
Prince. Wait, there's another one I did. I did get in trouble. I got in trouble for kissing this young guy when I was 13. My mother used to call me kissing hot lips.
Thank you. That's a great story. Wow, that's great.
Because I was always getting in trouble for kissing.
Yes.
But that was the nature of my thing. My life.
You were a kisser.
I was a kisser.
Thank you.
And I just didn't get in trouble for that. Because first of all, if I was going to do something,
too many words. There you go.
Words.
Get it right.
Damn it. Edit.
Thank you.
I did. I was just letting you guys know.
Okay, thank you.
Too many words.
Thank you, Dr. Prince.
So many words.
It's boring, Dr. Prince. It's not funny. I mean, it's not funny. It's not resonating with laughter.
But
we're not laughing.
I didn't have anything.
Okay, well, then it's
like
time to go past you, then, if you don't have anything. Well, thank you. Here you go.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Dr. Prince. What a horrible story.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Ugh, that was horrible.
Dr. Princess Rodilla is worth a lot of money. She could be like a torture method. Yeah, she could be like a torture method for the U.S. government. With like spies and stuff like that.
Right, right. Water torture. Just put her in the room with somebody.
I'll talk. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Just get this cat out of here.
I would tell you where Bin Laden is. Lord have mercy. Wow. Wow.
We really didn't throw him over a boat, Dad. He's in my basement.
All right, listen, folks. If you're listening on the J King Network, I know we were with you for a very short period of time. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us tonight. At the top of the hour, though, you have a great show coming up, Light Skins in the House, The Music Business the Way I See It. We always encourage people who are in the music industry to go check it out. So listen, go do your thing. Hang out with the brother. And then, you know, after the show, you can always catch us on the, you know, on demand. We can always be here. So, Light Skin Man, have a great, great show tonight there, my brother.
Thank you, Dark Skin. Thank you, guys. Please, we should make some money off of Dr. Frances O'Dea.
I think we probably should.
And you know what her weapon name would be?
What would it be?
Mouth check.
That's a good one, but the irritant.
You know what? If you hooked a generator to her jaw, she could be an alternative source of energy.
Oh, look here.
I mean, screw the solar and wind power. Just hook it up to her job for 24 hours. You can light up a whole city with that stuff.
Gary has chimed in from Facebook. And Ernest, he's saying that you talk just as much as she does.
Wow. Well, whatever. I've been on the air 10 minutes. Shut up.
Wow. Well, Gary, Ernest told you to shut up. And so that's for you, Gary. Ernest told you to shut the hell up. Let me add a hell in there for you, Ernest, just for GP.
Shut the hell up. Shut
there
your
you
ass
go.
Up, as my friend
Oh, there it is.
Say.
That's the best way to do it. All right. 347-850. 1272 J Rock Show, Wednesday edition. We started late, folks, but the party continues. Now, there's no after party tonight. I'm sorry. Just unfortunate, folks. But blame BTR, okay? All right, so Momo B. We have 5 minutes before the break. Tell us. Give us something. Give us a situation where you got caught with your hands in the cookie jar.
Or with your
okay.
in your uncle's
well, you
cookie
see,
jar.
You see, no. You see how I just always got to be the one that's going to put some crazy mess out there. That,
thank you.
Like, oh, my God. That's not even, like, that's not even what I'm saying. But let me tell you something. I don't know if you understood that, but I'm going to tell you what I got to say.
I didn't. But okay.
I was like, what did I just say? But, yeah, I used to work at this job, right, where I was a bookkeeper, and I used to write checks with...
Don't hey, man, we got to do a background check on her, man.
Listen, if you be quiet, I'm not telling it in a minute. I used to write checks with a erasable Papermate 10. And
here we go.
No. After my boss would sign the check, I would take them to the bank and I would change the amount.
Oh my God, girl! Jail, is that why she doesn't show up sometimes? She can get out in the yard for the afternoon.
I would cash the checks and then I would change their amounts back to what they were supposed to be, and I would just
keep
the
difference. She was a thief. Oh my damn.
No. First, let me tell you this part. The people I was working for were thieves. They were stealing from they were taking donations from people.
Oh, you were Robin Hood, right?
Donations. Yes,
you were Robin Hood.
Exactly. They were taking donations when it wasn't no donations. They wasn't giving the money to where it's supposed to be given. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's what they were doing. So who are they to judge me or what I was doing? I'm just saying. So if you can take from these innocent people who ain't got nothing to do with nothing, I can take from you who's stealing from these innocent people. That's
oh,
how I
my Lord. Wow.
Oh, the views and opinions are only those of Momo
oh,
B.
Oh, my God. Momo
well,
B.
Yeah, make your disclaimer if you want to, but this was years ago. The statute of limitations is up, and I'm
your debit card.
You know what? She's only telling us about it now because the statute of limitations has run out on her.
Any potential employer just put her name on the list. Momo B.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing.
I thought Life
Bright
was gone.
No, I am never using her as a reference for anything.
This is supposed to be family business, not no external.
I shouldn't have even put my name on the return address when I sent her that laptop.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Wow. Unbelievable.
Well,
Mama
hey,
B.
Mama B, I want you to know that your hand wasn't in the cookie jar. Your elbow was in that damn thing.
Jesus. What
she
hell
was
that?
Deep
now,
in that
I'm
thing. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying no more.
Thank you.
I think you said enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. All right, top of the hour, folks. 347-850-1272 is our call. The number 347-850. All right, see you, light skin. 347-850-1272 is the call. Number 347-850-1272. J Rouse Show Wednesday. We're going to stop by and take a quick break. After the break, we're going to continue the conversation. The kill need the question of the day. Think about it. Tell us about a situation where you got your hands caught in the cookie jar. And the main topic tonight, to bone or not to bone, that is the question. If you are interested
that.
And curious about that, then that's coming up. All right, folks, we're stepping out. We'll be right back after this.
Easy, girl.
Back down memory lane.
I'm all about positive, you know. And there's an African proverb that says,
If you can walk, you can dance. And if you can talk, you can sing.
Yes. I and another gentleman are having, like, I guess you can call it a lover's quarrel. Am I hearing this right? Did you poison that man in the phone?
Yes, I did. I would never act on any feeling like this. This is why I'm a songwriter. I will only write a song about it. You know, I would never do it.
But you know what? Oh, my God, wow. But you know what, though? There is an old African proverb out there that says,
oh, my God.
If you think hellish thoughts, you will commit hellish thoughts. I just wanted to, get that to you, you know. You know, I mean, I know proverbs too, girl. You ain't the only one.
You stop it. You stop it right now.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life. But it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
You better wipe that smile off your face, or I'll do it for you.
Patronize me, man, okay? You don't know what my people have been through. Please don't do it.
All systems go.
You can't handle the truth.
Can't handle the truth. 347-850-1272. Chilling on a Wednesday, folks. J. Ryle Show, top of the hour. Let's say what's up to some people who are listening to the show. Patricia, what's up to you, girlfriend? Thank you so much. Robert, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nadine, looks like she's becoming a normal listener here. Lisa's in the house. Eva is here as well. Gary, Terry, that's pretty cool, and Janet. So welcome, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show. 347-851-1272 is the call number. You can participate in the conversation. You can always come over to the world-famous chat room, or you can go to Facebook and just type in J-A-Y-R-I-L and just message away. And, of course, we're going on Twitter pretty soon, as soon as I figure that out. But like I said on Saturday, I just have not – to me, I get an instant return on Facebook, maybe because they can listen straight from Facebook. I have no idea. But Twitter, it just seems – I don't know. I just got to – I think we have to start looking into that, Miss Elias.
Yeah,
I want to say what's up to everybody that we hung out with, that I hung out with during the week. Thank you, ladies, for taking care of me. Told you guys I will mention your names on the radio, so – and I owe you T-shirts, so we're going to bring T-shirts back up there to you, and I want you to wear them proud, all right? Wednesday night, QOD, the question of the day. We're talking about situations where you got your hands caught in the cookie jar. And, of course, I'm sharing the stage with the one and only Mr. Elias. What's up there, big dog?
Man, what's crack-a-lacka, baby? What's crack-a-lacka?
And the very lovely Momo B. Hey, girl.
Pull up to my bumper, baby.
Oh, my Lord. What is up with them singing? Jesus Christ. And I put it because of Ron Smooth.
What it do, what it do.
And Dr. Princess Aldea, the queen of inspiration. Hello, Doc.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, Jesus.
And our brother from another mother, Saturday's own, Ernest, in the house tonight hanging with us. What's up there, Big E?
Large and in charge, chunky yet funky.
My goodness, wow. All right, so Momo, okay, so now Ron Smooth, man, tell us the situation, brother, where you got caught with your hands in the cookie jar.
Man, I never had one of them situations. I got close to having them situations.
Okay, well,
never
give us the close call then, Ron Smooth, Jesus Christ.
Well, you know I got to whisper, man. I'm walking the corridors. But anyway, no, man.
Yes.
You know, back in the day when we was in the military, you know how they do the health and welfare checks?
Yeah.
I don't know if I told this one before. Well, anyway, you know, I was up in the female barracks, right?
Yes.
And all of a sudden you heard a knock on the door, boom, 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 health and welfare, right?
Yes.
So I jump up out the bed, jump in the locker, right? And she had these big old stuffed animals. So I'm sitting here going, man, now if I get caught up in here, sitting behind a big, stupid stuffed animal, I'm going to be the laughing stock of the company. So here I am, holding my breath, closing my eyes, and this big German shepherd just breathing all in the locker, going, you know, looking for drugs. And I said, boy, I better not fart because he's going to blow up. Man, that was the closest I ever got, but no, I never got caught, you know, with my hand in the cookie jar.
Well, let me tell you something. I did, damn it. I got caught with my hands in the cookie jar. I was messing with this married lieutenant. And so, you know, bottom line is her man was doing her wrong. And so you know how it is. You know how ladies, we talked about this the last show, how ladies cheat their ass off. They didn't want to sit here and say they don't. But that's okay. Here's the deal. She was trying to find a way. What the hell is that? She was trying to find a way.
Sorry, that was my tablet going off. That was my fault. It was my tablet going off.
You're a very little noisy guy there.
My apologies. I forgot I had an alarm set for something.
Another problem, whatever. So, so I was messing with this married lady. And so she was trying to get back at her husband because she knew that her husband was messing around on her. So my thing was is that, okay, you know, I, listen, I'm a young guy in the military. I'm thinking, you know, this will be a big catch for me. So I started going over to the crib. And so she said, look here. She said, he messing around with me. Let me show you where his car is. He said he works in the evening, but he really don't work in the evening. He over his girlfriend's house. I said, how you know? So she drives over and shows me his little, he had that little RX-7, a little Mazda RX-7. So I said, ah. So she said, so anytime you want to come over, you just need to drive up the street. If you see his car there, he ain't going to be back for hours. So here's the deal. So I'm over there, right? And so... I'm thinking this dude's at work, right? So I show up to the crib. I'm sitting in the living room. I'm like, yeah, it's time to do our thing. She had a little boy and a little girl. They loved me, Miss Elias. They loved me. So I'm sitting here one day, and this Negro shows up.
Girl,
I'm sitting in the living room. He shows up.
What is she doing?
What are you doing, Momo B?
Drinking.
Oh, my God. You know what? Alcohol is just a bad thing to have during the show. It really, it truly is. So anyway.
Foul story, your foul ass.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Whoa. What do you mean? Stop. Yeah. Hold on, man. First of all, here's my disclaimer, Miss Elias. That was a long time ago, okay? A long time ago.
You
stop it.
Foul dude, your foul ass.
Hey, man, it's the hell with you, Mr. Elias. It's the hell with you.
What they calling you, Uncle J, too, with your foul ass?
The guy in the chat room says, will you finish?
Okay, all right, here's the deal. So, look, I'm sitting in the living room, right, and this dude walks in. So I'm like, oh, snap. Now, she tells this guy, he looking at me like, yo, what's up, brother? I'm like, oh, hell. What the hell am I going to do to get up out this? Now, I'm sitting there, nothing going on. I'm just sitting there. So she says, oh, baby, this is my friend. He and I are from California together. And we were just talking about home. I'm sitting there saying, bitch, I'm not from no damn California. I don't know the first thing about no damn California. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I slipped up. I got ghetto for a minute. I relived the moment. And so he said, yeah, so you from California, huh? I said, yeah. He said, well, part. So then here's what Mr. Elias helped me out. Because Mr. Elias, now you were out in California, right, visiting some... What part of California were you in?
I was in Marina. I was all over California, man.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when you were hanging out with, oh boy, you were in Hawthorne. What was it? Was it Hawthorne?
Hawthorne, California.
There it is. Yeah. So that's... the guy asked me where I was from in California. I said, Hawthorne. He said, oh, yeah. He said, I'm from Hawthorne, too. I'm like, oh, damn. he said, what part? I'm like, damn. At the time, I remembered Mr. Elias's address, so I gave him the address that Mr. Elias gave me. And so I got out of that situation. But here's where it got tricky. A week later, I was in that man, Mr. Elias, man. I was tearing his woman up. Boy, I had her in there screaming, man. Ah!
Oh my God, let me go. No one wants to hear all of that.
That's why she was screaming.
You always think that you are so like the stuff. And so you tell your story as
you
if you are like the big man ego or something.
Do you want some?
Do you want some?
I am so straight. I am so straight. Trust and believe.
Oh,
so,
I trust and believe. Oh, the driveway better than tap them draws, huh?
No. Anyway, I am real good. I'm real good.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Prince. Don't interrupt me again. You interrupt me again, I'm gonna banish your ass. Don't interrupt me again, okay? Thank you. So anyway, I'm up in this thing, when I tell you I'm up in this tearing this thing up, man, I'm tearing this thing up, bro.
Okay.
This joke, yeah, thank you. And so, look here.
What's your name, Elias?
I ain't got jokes today. Thank you, Miss Elias. So anyway.
Was she screaming?
No, she was making love sounds. You know, love
sounds.
You know what love sounds are, right?
It's kind of like Mama B when she's drunk, minus the singing.
You know, love sounds.
Oh, my God.
It's probably pretty much different than what you get now, Hunter.
No one wants to hear you with all of that.
Are you jealous? Are you jealous, Dr. Prince's idea?
He's jealous. He always has been.
We don't believe you.
I don't give a damn.
So exaggerated.
I come more believing Jay Ryle than I would some inspirational story. Go ahead, Jay.
Thank you, Ernest. I appreciate that. High five.
You're welcome, big man. Fist bumps to you,
brother. All right, thank you. So anyway, so I'm in here tearing this thing up, Miss Elliott. He walks through the door, so I'm like, oh, damn, I got to get up out of here. So I don't have a stitch of clothing on, Miss Elliott. And my clothes are all over the place in the bedroom. So I'm like, damn. So I grab my clothes, right, and I jump out the back door, out the window, right, out of her window. I sprain my freaking ankle jumping out the back. I'm jumping over fences to get to my car because I parked my car at the 7-Eleven. Now, I'm naked. Keep in mind, I am naked. So I run
You don't even have like socks or a pair of underwear.
Man,
you're just wearing
on,
a
Ernest.
Smile.
Ernest, I don't have a damn thing on, Dow.
Okay, because some people can't like say when you're naked, then you find out they're wearing boxer shorts or something.
Ernest, I had fish taco juice still on me, dog. I had fish taco juice still on me, Ernest.
Okay, I got you.
I'm a punk. What do you mean I'm a punk? Oh, I'm going to sit here and fight this man in his house? Are you nuts?
No.
Are you crazy?
Get in his house, go in the neighbor's yard and get dressed. How about that? Don't run through the street.
No. I had to get out of there because I didn't know whether he was coming with a flag. I had to get up out of there. No, hell no. I can get to my car.
Okay, so what happened? You got to the 7-Eleven.
I got to the 7-Eleven. I jumped in my
car.
I'm butt naked.
In your case, the big dog.
Yeah, I was sticky.
Go ahead.
So anyway, it was so funny. I had a Cutlass Supreme. I'll never forget this. I was sitting at the red light. Man, and these white girls pull up in a big truck and look down. They said, ooh, ooh, you got caught boning tonight, huh?
Wait, how did you get your car started, though? How did you get in your car and get it started?
My key, no, listen, Ernest, let me tell you something, baby. Let me tell you something. A true pimp has a hideaway key under the filter, Big Daddy.
Oh, just for these situations?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's called pimping.
Thank you.
Did you ever get your clothes back in your wallet or anything?
Well, no, I had all that. I had it. No, I carried it out the door. I carried it out the window with me. I was running with it.
Oh,
I had all that.
You had it under your arm. I got you.
Yeah, I was running. Yeah.
You were doing your best Emmett Smith to the car. I got
that's what I was doing, yes. So I got caught in a married man's house.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But that was a long time ago. That's my disclaimer. It was a long time ago. I don't do those things.
Yeah, you got that man Smith calling your Uncle Jay. Hey, Uncle Jay.
Okay, all right, hold on. Okay, let me tell you what Mr. Elias was talking about, because he knows the story. Okay, listen, before I met the guy, I was sitting at the beach. We went to the beach, right? And so I was sitting at the beach with some friends, and there was a town next to our town, and it was another family there. I didn't know who they were. So anyway, the kids came up, the little boy and little girl. Hey, Uncle Jay. I'm like, oh, they were right next to us, and we didn't even know it. And so the kids, this is before I met the guy. So the kids knew me before I knew, you know, the guy, before I met him in the living room that morning. That was hilarious. And I was like, oh, damn, y'all get away from me. I don't know y'all. I've never seen y'all before. Y'all keep, you know, get away from me. You know, hey, they over there tussling with me and everything. So, yeah. So word to the wise. Never mess with married people. It's not a good situation. Not a good situation.
Especially if you can't fight.
What the hell is that mean?
How old were you when this happened?
I was 21 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You never mess with another man in his house. You know what that man got in his house.
Apparently, Jay Ryan was down with some OPP.
Hey, that was a long time ago. I don't do that stuff anymore. Matter of fact, I despise people who do things like that.
You're living in a glass house, then, because that means you're judging other people who do it, and you shouldn't.
What the hell does that mean? I live in a glass house. You know what kind of house I live in? Have you seen my house?
That's what he said.
Living in
a
glass house.
He said it's glass.
That's what I'm saying, because you don't have to, like, despise.
I don't have to do what?
This is not Thursday.
I look at Buffy.
Like
Buffy talking about some true pimp wouldn't get caught. Okay, Buffy, mind your own business, Buffy. Mind your own business, Buffy.
I wasn't a true pimp at the time. I'll give you a pass. I'll give you a pass because you know why, Jay.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I
God,
was
he
the right. You said it was 21. And
you know what,
she
did tell that story.
She didn't mess with a married man,
so shut your ass up, Ethel. Because you ain't going to try to judge me, and you were messing with a married man, too.
I've been judging you. Not at all. I'm telling you to not be so.
If you weren't judging him, you wouldn't have to give him a pass.
Thank you. Would you give me a pass for?
Because
the pass come from if you're not judging him?
It was 3 decades ago. Because it was about three or four decades ago. I was going to make a joke about his age because he said it happened when he was 21. I'm like, yeah, I'll give you a pass because it was like 4 or 5 decades ago.
Whatever
that is.
Keep that stale ass joke to yourself. 347-850-1272 is the call number. 347-850-1272. Okay, Ernest, man. Tell us, Ernest. Situation, man, where you got caught with your hands in the cookie jar.
That's all the time. Last night or something.
In the barn.
Okay.
I'm going to let everybody shut the hell up before I answer.
There you go, Ernest. Take control, damn it.
I'm just waiting for everybody to shut their flap trap.
They doing this on purpose, Ernest. Just keep talking, man. Don't worry about that. They messing with you, Ernest. Don't let them get to your good side. Keep going, Ernest.
No, they ain't getting to me. I have never been caught in that situation because I'm rather open when I do things. You remember that show when we were talking to Miss Egypt and Miss E and said, what if, and I asked her, I said, what if you were in, like, in your house and the window was up and you were getting busy with your man and you get a little of the, you know, ding-dong sandwiches. Somebody walked by and saw you, and she said, well, let's just put it this way. I wouldn't stop what I was doing. That's kind of me. If I'm in the moment, I don't, you know, if somebody happens to see some fat or flesh flopping around or whatever, I don't give a crap. I'm in the middle of something. I ain't got time to worry about your ass.
Just took a bite of my sandwich and you said that. Lord have mercy.
That's what you get for eating on the air, man. That's what you get for eating on the air.
I wasn't eating on air. I made a mistake. I mean, I had a mic problem.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, your microphone's made of roast beef and wheat toast. because I was a virgin until I was 22 years old. And I realized when I went home in April when my mom died that I had never had sex in the town that I was born in. And I still haven't. I've never had sex in Oklahoma City. So when I moved away on my own and had my own apartment, I was never in a situation to get caught necessarily. Because I would think as nosy as my mom was, I would have gotten caught by her. But I never did anything when I lived in Oklahoma City for whatever reason. So... I've never been caught. I've had the windows open. I had the barn doors open that time, Mr.
Well,
Elliott.
We know that, right?
I've never been caught. The closest I can think is when I was in a relationship. It was Sunday, and I knew that we were going to do some boogity-woogity later on, and I was really kind of riled up a little early, so I was trying to get things going on my own, and he walked past the bedroom door, and I was trying to, like, oh, I got an itch. And he knew I was, like, you know, doing something on my own.
Okay, thank you, Ernest. I tried to play it off.
That's about as close as it gets, though.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Thanks, Ernest. Okay.
I was masturbating.
Okay, well, we know, Ernest. We figured it out. Thank you for...
I'm sorry. Is it not as exciting as running to the 7-Eleven butt naked?
shut up. Hey,
goddamn, what do you want from me?
Hey, watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth. I got you, man. I got
you. Here's another situation that I got caught. You know what, Miss Elias? I shouldn't tell this story because I personally
could
be
listening. Oh, no, you should now that you brought it up. Go ahead, man.
I don't know.
We're a community radio show.
Oh.
Listen, if I can talk about screwing 2 or 3 guys in a barn.
I don't need your encouragement, Ernest. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
God.
I want to hear the story. That's why I'm trying to encourage you.
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay. All right. Oh, man. You know what? 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. I don't think I can do this.
And
they
yes,
could be...
people in the chat room, it was in a bar. And trust me, it's a whole show. It's in the archive somewhere.
Yeah, it was. Okay, I'll tell. Oh,
it was fun.
Wow. Listen, let me say this before I tell this story. I do not want you guys. I do not want. Listen, I have a. Let me just say this. I have a reputation, a very stellar reputation, as a radio show host. And by me telling this story, I have to let you guys know that this happened when I was 16 years old. No, I'm sorry. I was 13.
Just tell the story.
Maybe I'll tell.
Just tell
I'll
the story.
Don't want to
hear about that crap.
So anyway, this happened, and I think all little boys, this has happened to all little boys. We had a, I had a babysitter that was fine as hell.
Oh, my God.
So look.
You didn't even need to say anything else?
No, I don't, really. I think I need to stop right
you
there.
You really don't?
Yeah, yeah.
Want me to finish?
So I had a babysitter that was fine as hell, but she would always, now that I think about this, I think she did this on purpose, she would always forget her pajamas, and so she would have to wear mine. So I would give her a pair of pajamas, Miss Elias, and I knew the ins and out of them like it wasn't nobody's business. I knew what string and what tug to pull. So here's the deal. When she would stay, oh, God, I can't believe this. When she would stay overnight, I would sneak in the room, right, and undress her. You're right. She'd be in the bed butt naked, and I'd be feeling all over and doing all this stuff, kissing all over and everything. So look.
And you thought she didn't know?
I don't know, Dr. Prince.
Exactly what you were doing.
Okay, listen, Dr. Prince. So anyway, so as I was going through one of my escapades of undressing her, look, I was unbuttoning her shirt. And she woke up. She said, "What the hell are you doing?"
No one's laughing. No one's laughing, Jay, but you.
No, I'm laughing. Yeah, don't speak for everybody here.
Listen. She woke up. She said, "What the F are you doing?" I said, I said, "I'm playing Tickle Monster." Oh, no.
Or are you tickling her with your erect penis or what? I mean, what did she really think you were doing?
When I tell you, well, she called me. I was unbuttoning her shirt. I was getting ready to play with her breasts is, but she called me before I got the shirt off. Look,
that's why you start with the panties first, man. If she
Ernest, there were these pinstripe pajamas. I had it down back, Ernest. I had to do the top first so I could
apparently
get to the
apparently not, brother.
Well, hey, listen, I was successful 8 other times. Look, man, she threw me off the bed and beat the hell out of me.
Good, nasty boy.
Sister, did you find that funny?
Well, you hear us laughing, right?
He wasn't laughing.
We don't really care what you think. How about that?
Yeah, I can't imagine what you're trying to contribute right now.
Yeah, I mean, so what? We don't care.
I can't imagine what you're contributing either.
I'm listening to the story. I'm not running my mouth. How about that, Heffa?
Did you just call me Heffa?
Yeah, he did. He did. He called Jeff.
He beat
yeah, he
you
did.
Up,
okay.
And then what happened from there?
That was it. I got an ass kicking. Ain't nothing
else. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
When your parents came back
home
later,
happen,
later,
wasn't that
did
enough?
She tell your parents?
No, she didn't tell.
Oh, well, see, that would have been another whole
doing.
Story.
She knew what you were doing.
So why would she kick
she
my ass
really
then, Dr. Prince? Well, did she knew what I was doing?
Oh, because that's what
how,
she was
now, you were 16. How old was, and why do you need a babysitter at 16,
I wasn't
first
16,
of
Ernest.
How
I was,
old was
I think
she?
I was, no, no, Ernest. I think I was probably either 10 or 11.
Oh,
he's
she was 16?
Trying to make 16? It seem like he's a Mac.
And she's six, she was 16.
Oh,
she was 16.
Oh, she was, I thought you said you were 16. Okay, so
no,
you were like
10. No, she was 16, 17, yeah. She was babysitting us.
Oh, well,
yeah,
look
no,
at you.
She was enjoying all of it.
Was she really, Dr. Prince, though? Do you like you
yes,
would?
Yes,
because that's what 17-year-old girls love is for 10-year-olds
yeah.
to undress them. Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to Pedophilia 101.
3, 4, 7, 8, 5, 4, 1, 7,
get a grip, woman. Jesus
Dr. Prince O'D, would you enjoy it? Is that what I'm hearing from you? Is that the reason why you're so jealous?
Yeah, how many 10-year-olds been crawling up on them B-cups?
I am not jealous of what you're talking about.
Oh, really? Okay.
You're
so why do you keep piping in?
Why you keep piping in?
Because
what?
You want you're only telling these stories because they were things that happened decades and decades
yes.
ago. So
yes.
you feel safe. Uh-oh. And don't want people
to know
to,
what
you feel that it's safe and that people won't judge you for it.
Oh,
and
really?
People shouldn't judge anybody.
It's a comedy show. Who's judging anybody?
Because Jay is really Jay
said,
always tries to act
really?
So quiet.
Have we heard Mr. Elias' story yet?
Excuse me, this is Wednesday, not Saturday. Ha ha.
I think we know what day of the week it is, Dr. Prince Lydia. You please make your point, please. We have to
yeah, I
on.
Don't know what she's getting at. Can you tell us the time, Princess Lydia? I don't think anybody's aware of that either.
Like everyone else has already indicated, you talk more than I do. Thank you.
Okay, we're moving on.
Now.
Hi there. Six is for sex.
Yay, she's here.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
I would have been doing it on that if they were having sex next to me.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
No, she didn't leave. Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Miss Terry, hey, girl.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Mama B. Hey, Princess.
Hi.
Hey, Ernest. Hey, Elias.
Hey, Miss Terry, girl.
Hey,
I love me some Miss Terry because we got a few things in common now.
A Hollywood swing
really?
Guy.
What is that?
Hey, Rob Smooth. Jay.
He probably kicked out already. He's not on the show.
Yes, Miss Terry, yes.
So, pimp card has been revoked.
Hell no, you don't have the power. You don't have the power to do that. You don't have the power to do that, Missy.
Matter of fact, I don't even think you had one. I'm just saying, don't be telling me.
I would hit you, too. So tell me, Miss Terry, why has my pimp card been removed?
Because you got caught. You was up at a girl's in his house. Nigga, you crazy?
No, I'm not crazy. She had a big booty.
That's just stupid.
But she had a big booty.
That's just stupid. This motel room, you could have anything.
I was 21. I was broke.
He was young, dumb, and full of cum. That's what he was.
She couldn't leave her kids at home by themselves, Miss Terry. She had two kids.
Oh, so you were doing it for the children. You were doing it for the children.
Yeah.
J. Ryan was doing it for the children.
Because I believe the children are our future. Teach them well. Let them lead the way.
You are out of your damn mind, man.
Thank you. So, Miss Terry, okay, listen, Miss Thang, since you showed up bumping your gums, why don't you tell us the situation where you almost got caught with your hands in the cookie jar?
I never almost got caught because I'm very smart.
Oh, yeah,
well,
give us
get caught,
J.
Ryle? How can you get caught when you're at a swingers bar? What's to get caught with?
Well, that's true.
If I'm going to do something, I'm going to plan it out. I'm not going to just get all hot and gross. Somebody's having
okay, well, we're a community radio show, Miss Terry. Okay, we're a community radio show. Why don't you help someone? Someone out there may be thinking about that. Why don't you give us some tips on how to do it, Miss Terry?
Wait,
the married man, Miss Terry.
There's no tips on it. Don't do it. You will be dead. Don't do it. Please.
Oh, she said you'll be dead.
How did you get away with it, Miss Terry?
It's not even a game no more.
How did you get away with it, Miss Terry?
Yeah, how did you get away with it?
How did I get away with it? Well, first of all, I was sitting with him in a motel room he bought. We didn't go to his house. We didn't go to his house.
Did he have kids, though? Did he have kids, Miss Terry?
He had kids that were with his wife. It wasn't
okay, but did you hear the story, though? There were no kids. The kids were there.
Right.
How old were
they?
They
were in their rooms playing Nintendo.
Okay, can I say one more thing? Jay,
what?
I had told Mr. Elias that I have
bye,
to
miss, bye. See you. Bye-bye. Okay,
see you
bye-bye.
Later.
Bye.
Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord's push you.
Bye. Bye-bye, Dr. Prince Padilla. God bless. Godspeed and peace. Cheers.
Wait
out
a
here. All right. Okay, bye.
Salama laka makeup.
Okay, bye, Dr. Prince Padilla. Thank you. Bye-bye. God bless.
Okay, bye now.
Okay, all right. Okay, sorry.
Can I
bye-bye. Bye.
Well, see, you guys don't love me.
No, we
really,
right, truly
yes.
Don't.
Somebody cue the applause.
Have a good night, and I hope you get what you want tonight. That's all I'm saying.
I hope you get what you deserve.
Tell us, Ms. Elias, when she leaves. Bye, Dr. Principal D. We want to talk about you behind your back. Goodbye.
I'm going to do my whole show on her tomorrow. Now that I think about it, I got some stuff to say.
Oh,
yes,
you
Dr.
Know,
Principal
D.
God bless
you. I just want to tell everyone.
We don't care.
Can I give my final thought very, very quickly? Because I know Miss Sherry has some great things to say.
Do you have any jokes? That's all I want to. Can you make us laugh?
No, but I do want to say this. I am so happy and grateful for transforming Detroit Television Show. A young lady called this week after watching the show this week, and her child who has cancer is now going to get a home makeover as a result of watching Transforming Detroit and seeing the guest that I had last week, Humble Design, Trigger, Slashburg, in Birmingham, Michigan. They're going to go in, redo their home, and this is made possible through Transforming Detroit. So I just want to put that good news out about Transforming Detroit, and I love all of you. And
we don't even know where to find it.
Good night.
Pardon. Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Nobody knows where to find
us.
All right, see you. Goodbye. Bye. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. No. Okay, thank you, Dr. Prince. Thank you.
Guys,
God bless.
See you guys tomorrow night. We'll have Paul
okay,
and Jones on the
okay, bye-bye.
Purpose Development
thank you.
Show.
Or you can listen to the Ernest Experience, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. Just
okay,
saying.
You know what?
That's 4. Okay, thank you. All right, goodbye, Dr. Prince. Have a good evening.
Gotta go.
All right.
This person
I love that clip,
commuted.
Man.
All right, bye-bye. All right, 347-851-2072. What's your name, Ms. Elias? What'd you say? Listen, let me tell you something. I know. Oh, look at Gladys. Gladys talking about why we treat her so bad. Gladys, listen, Gladys. I guess
has
the question
has Gladys
is,
heard her?
Gladys must not be wearing her aluminum foil.
Gladys,
Rob Smooth, you should sell those things. You could make a mint selling those for Prince of
the market,
around.
Gladys.
The market.
Gladys,
that's a niche
you,
market, man.
Okay, you two shut up. Thank you. Gladys, I don't think you've been listening to the show very long, Gladys. People, you know, this is what we get, Miss Elias. People that are new listeners to the show, they say we treat her so bad. Let me tell y'all something, folks. This has been going on for a very long time. If you go back and listen to every episode of the J. Ryle Show, you'll know why we do this.
If you listen to any episode on the TJR's radio network, you'll hear this.
Yeah.
How much
Gladys
talks.
Gladys, we're sorry. Okay. We're sorry.
I'm not. The views and opinions are those of yours, not me. I'm not sorry.
Well, thank you. And that's where we are. It is 347-851-2072 is our calling number. Okay, let's get into this other thing. To bone or not to bone?
Well, we know Terry and Momo's answer. Next.
Really?
Look.
How do you know my answer?
Sit down. Don't get your panties in a wad. You know I'm just playing with you, girl. I love you. Shut your ass up.
Yes, Miss Elias.
You don't wear panties.
You don't wear panties.
Look at
him
now.
But these are Hollywood swingers.
I don't like to feel restricted.
Oh my God! Wow.
Freezing in the wind, baby.
Hollywood swinger. I know swingers. I know swingers.
And Momo B don't wear drawers either. We have two drawless women on the show.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of flapping in the wind there, man.
Hey, we need to get them a trampoline,
nothing
man, so we can see.
Nothing flaps over here, baby. Nothing flaps.
Get them a trampoline.
Listen,
let me
tell you something. When those two heifers walk outside, all the cats in the neighborhood come out with their tails sticking out, going,
you stupid. All right.
I smell tuna.
Oh, we sorry, folks. 347.
I'm kidding, man.
Sort of. Okay. All right, listen. To bone. or not to bone. Okay, look, what we're talking about here is bone it. You haven't figured it out by now.
Are you talking about sex, Ray?
Yes. So, Miss Elias, let me ask you a question, brother.
Yeah.
If you are on a date with a female, first date, don't really know this female.
Okay.
She's coming at you pretty, but you know, this is your first date. She's coming at you pretty hard, though. She's digging the hot karate cologne that you're wearing. She loves it.
No, it's Brute, baby. It's Brute by Fabergé.
Brute by Fabergé. She's digging
the Fabergé.
So, Miss Elias, if it gets really sensual and hot and steamy on the first date, would you bone her?
Look, man, I'm gonna put it like this.
Oh no, hell no. No,
come on, let the man talk, man.
Okay, fine. Yes, Miss Elias.
When we get to Houston and we have an idea together. And it's a person that's been talking stuff to me for over a year. We've been talking back and forth, talking about Buddha.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. Oh, hell. Here we go.
Like somebody I know.
It's not like it's going to be the first date, but hey.
Hey, man, you got to
shave
those testicles
first. Wait, what did Rob Smooth just say?
I know Rob Smooth just be.
No, he's right. Mobile B says you don't like things.
Gotta shave them. Gotta shave them. Them danglers.
I was trying to give him a chance to redeem himself, but that's what he said.
Yeah. So that doesn't count, Miss Elias. That really doesn't count.
Yes, I would.
I'd tear that ass up. But Miss Elias, you really don't know her, though, Miss Elias. I mean, so how do you know she? How do you know?
But Miss
Elias
likes booty.
Yeah, but
that's it. How do I know?
Is more important than booty is more important than water or breathing.
Hey, that didn't sound right coming from you, Ernest. But
hey, look, I think you protest a little too much there, Rob Smooth. Bob.
No, I'm talking about Elliot.
Oh, okay, Rob. Same question for you, Rob.
What would you do, Rob? It depends on what she looks like, man.
Well, Rob, if you're on the date with her, let's say she looks good, Rob.
Hell yeah.
Oh, damn.
Hey, the man's
on it. Don't be the last.
Okay, all right, okay, fine. We'll keep going. Okay, so now.
That was too easy, man.
Yeah. Okay, let's watch this. Miss Terry, guy's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful brother. You said, man, I'm
a
digging this guy.
Brother?
With a Denzel face.
Wait a minute. A beautiful brother?
Yeah. He's like Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
Handsome guy. Nice looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has on his Brute by Fabergé, and your nose hairs are starting to tingle a little bit. Would you get down with him, Miss Terry?
On the first day? Well,
yes.
No.
Why not, Miss Terry?
Well, I mean, you know, hey, you get all mad if you want to. No.
What?
Say you took it to a swinger set on your first day.
Uh-oh.
Y'all in there, and everybody getting their grooves on, and you trying to kill them. And y'all just sitting around watching people get still
boiling.
I'll go home to my standby and get busy then. So I'm not going to be cool with somebody who I don't know.
Don't
get it twisted.
Okay, look, she got one of them little bullets in her purse.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's fine. All right, so now Momo B, is she drunk? Is she seeing Momo B, baby?
She probably passed out.
Oh, she's drunk.
I'm here. Thank you very much.
Ooh, look at Mr. Elias, man. Hold on, before we go any further. Before we go any further, Mr. Elias, man, I did a BTR drive-by on Buffy.
Oh, damn. Yes.
Oh, hey, Buffy, Buffy, girl. Ooh, Buffy looks good as hell. Hey, Buffy, baby. Sorry, I digress. Okay, so now, Momo B, guy is a beautiful guy. Hard body. Looking good.
Okay.
Smelling like a pork chop sandwich.
All right.
Would you?
He's looking like a $14.99 all you can eat barbecue rib buffet.
So, Momo B.
In the Best Western, there's already a hotel room waiting on your ass, too.
All right, just go upstairs. So, Momo B, baby. Would you get down with this man?
And what's wrong with him?
There's nothing wrong with him.
Okay,
then
why not?
Is it? Well, isn't the stipulation that it's a first date?
It's a first date, Bumblebee.
You didn't say that. You didn't say all that.
I did say that.
So I didn't hear that. Listen. I just heard that.
Okay,
right?
Well, let me repeat it for you then. First date, baby. First date. Y'all feeling each other. Y'all been talking for hours. You know,
no,
I mean, he is
no.
really, he is talking about who got next. He wants to find out, though. He wants to go to the who got next round. Y'all are in a serious conversation.
He ain't ready for it.
You wouldn't do
ready.
It.
He ain't ready for that. He ain't ready.
He's getting a tag in, girl.
You're not ready after the first date. No.
Okay.
I'm not wasting my time. No.
See, now I'm going to challenge that. I think that's a little convenient, Miss 5 years without any. I think that's just a little convenient to keep not getting any. Talking about he ain't ready for this. You ain't ready for this, Jelly. You don't know that.
I'm not thirsty.
I'm not thirsty.
You ain't
thirsty. That's right.
I'm not thirsty. Thank you.
Momo B.
Yes.
That's the guy you've been on the radio with for 2 years. I felt like it's the first day of mine.
He just shaved.
It's like your first time going out. You know, it's not like that.
Now, that's
but
different.
But that is your
first
time going
out. That's
okay.
Why is that different?
That's different. Because now I done dressed as a motherfucker. That's why.
Hey, watch your mouth.
I love her.
You're 30, man. I don't know.
Watch your mouth.
I'm sorry.
Y'all can't get her fired up like that because she started cussing like that.
I'm sorry.
See, why didn't you hit her in the eye for that?
Listening at this time of night to the J. Rowell show, all you youngsters who be sleeping, you better talk to your parents. Go to bed.
Yeah. He's having flashbacks to explosion this late at night and cussing up a storm. Now,
anyway, proceed with the questioning.
Hey, Mr. Elias, I ain't never lied. Mr. Elias, I ain't never lied.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Bumblebee. What if you see Mr. Elias and Mr. Elias is, like, not everything you thought he would be? Would you still go through this?
I mean, would it be like a pity screw?
Yeah, would you still do it?
Wow. Can you see how your boy threw you under the bus?
Oh, hey, Rob, look here, man. Hey, look at the hell with you, man.
look, this is it. This is what it is. I'm not going to do it just because I promised somebody something. I ain't promised somebody nothing. So that's it.
Oh.
I'm going on how I feel.
Oh,
so I
that's
feel
called
like
a cocktail right there.
If I feel like doing it, then I'm going to do it. If I don't feel like doing it, then I ain't going to do it. That's how that's going
down.
Already then. Wow. Okay, so Mr. Elias, so you need to continue to do those setups, my brother. Maybe there's an opportunity for you.
You need to put them sandwiches up to your mouth.
What'd you say? You need to stay away from Boston Market.
Shut your ass up. 347-850-1272. It's a caller number 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show. Okay, I know what you're saying. No, we're not going late, folks. We started 30 minutes late. You're in tune to the show. The show is on regular schedule. We appreciate you hanging with us, though. A lot of people listening. Once again, what's up to Nadine? Patricia is in the Hizzy. Reginald, what's up, that big dog? Appreciate you. Yolanda, hey. So if you can listen from all other places, we appreciate you. And it happens every Wednesday right here. Come on and get it. And, of course, if you can't get enough or you can't wait till Wednesday, come on back Saturday, and we're going to have fun as well. To bone or not to bone? That is the question. So now, so far, everyone is saying that they would bone someone.
Ask Ernest.
Well,
ask Ernest.
Hold on, man.
I got to go somewhere real quick.
Ernest,
no answer. Okay, let me ask y'all a question. Why are we asking Ernest?
I don't know. Come on.
Really?
We're being fair.
You didn't talk about the white
Ernest.
Dude as if he's not here. I love that. Go ahead.
What you said? Ernest is stupid.
Please continue to talk about the white dude like he's not here. Go ahead, keep on.
Ernest, we all know you and your
reparation. The more you talk,
okay, fine. Let's ask him. Okay, Ernest.
Hold on, man. Let me put my phone on mute. Hold on.
Well, okay. Put your phone on mute, then. You ain't got to make an announcement. Take your
phone. That's it, Rob. Smooth bottom.
Let me put my phone on.
You know the answer to this already.
I know we do, but you know what? For you know, but they're right. This is a show. We have to ask for people who don't know who Ernest is.
Yes.
People that don't know that Ernest had a Brahu in the barn with a whole bunch of things swinging from the tree. So they don't know this.
100-year-old man.
So we don't know. So Ernest, let's say you saw Bradley Cooper. Y'all are out on a date. He is tingling the mustache.
Listen, if I saw Bradley Cooper, we wouldn't get anywhere but straight to the bedroom. There wouldn't be no date.
Okay, see there. See, I told you. See, I told you.
Bradley Cooper, though. But listen, here's the deal. If I'm just kind of meeting someone to hang out and, you know, we're just kind of feeling things out, if he wants to do something, I'm like, okay, you know, I'll bring you over. But if I'm really it's a comma, not a period.
Shut up.
I'm really interested in him and thinking, oh, this could really go somewhere, as much as I would want to get him in the sack, I'm probably going to hold off for a few days.
Okay, so, all right, here we go. So, ladies, let me ask you this question. So, if you guys sleep with a guy on the first date, do you think that guy will lose respect for you? Maybe that's the reason why you won't do it, perhaps?
No, I don't think so, because I slept with a guy on the first date and I was living for 12 years. So, no, it really don't matter.
Oh, so you lied then earlier.
But I felt that. I mean, you know, like that was different. I know what I felt.
But that's what I was trying to say to you. You felt this one.
Yeah, but that was different. He was different. So, you know.
Okay. You can't feel that way about another person again.
I might not. I'm just gonna sleep with somebody. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, really.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
What you're
saying. I mean,
no, you tell us all about going to the swingers club, but let's not sleep with anybody on the first date.
But I've never had sex in the swingers club.
Because you go and have sex.
Well, I don't know if I can believe anything you say.
Now, after the swingers club, I might, but not while I'm there.
Oh, here you come with that. You don't want
the first date.
Yeah.
Sometimes it
watch your mouth.
Let her talk.
Well, okay. You act like you don't
trust.
You be kidding me with this.
Hey, watch your mouth. Momo B, baby.
Yeah.
So do you think the reason why you won't sleep with a man on the first date is because he may not respect you in the morning? Could that be the situation?
No. Let me tell you something about Momo B.
Uh-oh,
if you sleep with me on the first date, it ain't got nothing to do with respect. You coming back. You are coming back. So it ain't got to do with respect. My thing, for real. I'm saying you coming back. So they got you. You
how the hell you know we coming back?
You coming back, Negro. You
okay,
coming
you
back.
Go,
so let me just tell you this.
Yeah, please do. We're listening.
The reason why I don't like to sleep with guys on a first date, well, this is how I used to think. It's because I know you coming back, but I want you going around telling everybody else that, oh, yeah, you're going to be on a first date. I slept with her on a first date. No, listen, that's when, if you stop laughing, I can finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to laugh. I'm sorry. Excuse me. We're not supposed to laugh on a comedy show. We'll cry.
No, I'm just saying. Because when you, even though you come back night after night, you go around telling your boys, I hit that. But that's when people start hitting you up. You don't know if they're real or they on some other stuff. You don't know
what the hell are you talking about?
And that's because
you sound like a princess, doctor, mushroom, OD.
We just don't come back.
And she is so good in the sack. Okay, she's saying she's so good in the sack that people are obviously going
to
come back for seconds.
Yeah,
so she needs
to
know if that mother is crazy or not, because if they're going to be coming around, she at least wants somebody with a head on their shoulders.
No, that's not
what I'm saying. Momo B, listen. Momo B, Ricky is saying, would you sleep with him on the first date? Ricky, what's up, Ricky?
No, listen. This is what I'm saying.
Ricky, she said no.
No, listen. I already know that if I sleep with you, J-Rod, on the first day, I don't care about what you think of me because I know you coming back. It's not like, oh, you're
I ain't coming back to nothing.
Because you coming back. You are coming back.
Nobody's confident.
You want to be able to help it.
Let
me tell you something. I'm going to put it like this. If it's good, you coming back. That's it.
I ain't coming back.
If it's good, you coming back. Ain't nobody... You're going to turn down nothing that's good to you. So that's it.
Let's see if Mr. LES comes back for round two.
However, let me tell you, she
didn't say if it's good to her, she coming back, because that's probably 9 times out of 10 what it is.
No. Let me tell you why I'm not coming back. Because you're
not
talking
you,
about putting vibrators up against my booty hole. I'm not coming to back
you
to see your ass behind no mess
it.
Like that.
You can't. You won't be able to help it. So, Jay, you why you talking all your yin yin yin?
You know what she thinks she bad.
Like
yo, she thinks she bad.
Why you talking like that? I already know. I already know what I got to do to you, homeboy. I already know. So,
oh, damn. She's calling your ass out, pimp.
Hey, she ain't calling me out because I have a – look here. Look here. Don't bring it here. Don't bring it here. Don't bring it here.
I think she brought it. She went there and got comfortable.
Miss Elias, I'm sorry, man. I'm gonna have to do something, bro. I'm sorry, Miss Elias. You got to wait, baby, because she keep talking crazy to me. It's going to be on and popping. I'm telling you right now. Because I don't turn down no challenge there, girlfriend. Don't come at me like that.
Don't
come at me like that, uh-huh. All right, so we'll tell if Miss Elias comes back.
You better stop questioning me.
You talking like, you know, y'all sit here and talk that yin-yang about me. But you're talking as if, you know, oh, you will be back. No, the hell I won't be back.
Hey, Momo.
Yes,
Momo.
You would.
Momo B. Can you hear me?
Yes, y'all can hear you.
Hey,
Rob,
check it out. Whatever you do, don't let them get on top because you might not make it through the ordeal.
Whatever you do, you don't let them get on top because I'm the same somebody in the poor community and I'm looking for a laugh. Sorry,
no,
black
no,
bastard.
No,
that's why I don't like your ass now, Rob. Get his ass out of here.
I have weight restrictions. I have weight restrictions. I sure do. Thank you very much. Because
well,
I can't
well,
be if I'm
what
not comfortable.
So? Nobody on
that's
this show will
stay on the
bottom requirement.
Hey, Momo, what's your weight requirement? So we can
take
people off right now.
So that's it. But you know what? I don't
what's the weight
ride.
Limit? What's the weight limit?
I can ride all night. That's how that goes.
Listen to Roll said the dude has to be worth giving the draws to. Ooh, we got some freaky women in the house tonight. Hey, girl. It could be, baby. It could be. Don't run from it. 347-851-2722.
Tell
2 minutes
Boogie
away.
Ricky to call in if he wants some answers. Tell him to call in. I don't answer.
I thought you were
going
to say, do you want some ass? I was like, damn,
no.
Momo B, you just get straight to the point.
All right,
Ricky, if you want some answers.
We're going to bottle Momo B up calling you.
Solid
comeback.
What did Buffy say in the chat room, Miss Elias?
He said, if I did, not saying I did, I wouldn't want to see him again after that night. That's just me.
Oh, damn. So she's a one-hitter quitter. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Mystery lady.
If it's stipulations to it, it's the first day I'm looking at him, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get some and go. Then that's what you're going to do.
Oh, this
you
is
know,
from a person
I did that.
Who
I said,
don't
you
do
know
that,
what?
Though. Yeah,
we get ready to do this, but don't call me after this. I ain't gonna lie.
So did you meet him at the swinger bar?
No, I didn't. I wasn't going to swinger bar. Bar then.
Whatever. Oh man. This is coming from a person who says she doesn't do these things.
Yeah, lose my number.
I'm just saying, if that's what I want to do, I'm going to do it. I'm a grown
woman. So what's stopping you from doing it then? What's stopping you
because
from
I
doing it?
Because I haven't met a person that I just want to, you know, people, get, I'm not right now, I just haven't. Yeah, and ain't nobody came to me like they need to come to me. They just want
to
come to you with all that yang, I don't want
to
hear that.
Well, if you come to the get-together party, who knows? You may get your fingers tapped if you show
I'm
up to the...
I'm not in my 20s. You can't just be, let's go to bed. No, I'm older. You need to come correct.
Exactly.
You need to come correct.
You trying to call somebody out. What the hell are you doing, Miss Terry? Like, you know, you put too much bass in your voice. You need to come correct. You trying to bust somebody out up in here. What are you talking about?
You just gotta
you don't
correct.
Come. You better bring
bang,
the noise.
Bang.
You better bring the noise if you're coming to see me. Because you're coming to see me, then you know. Okay.
I won't go there with you, Jake. You know, I got all that.
Let me tell you something. You do
want to
go there. That's all right, though. Don't worry about it.
They just sensitive. We already know that sensitive. They can't hang anyway, so don't even try to explain yourself.
Oh my God! Hey, this is coming from the self-appointed 4-year version.
Yes.
Five.
This is exactly.
Oh, five.
Exactly.
Is it five?
Let me tell you something.
Five, yeah.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Bob Smooth. 4 years ain't nothing compared to how old I am. 4 years ain't nothing compared to how long I've been swinging and linging it. So, okay, yeah.
Don't,
it ain't
don't say, hey, that didn't sound right. Don't say
I'm
it like that. Don't say it like that, Charlie. Don't say it like that.
I done had sex long enough to know when it's all good for me to take a break. Because ain't nothing out there. Ain't nothing out there.
He says.
Nothing out there that's exciting to me. I'm not missing. Put it like this. I'm not missing nothing. I already know that.
As long as you had them drawers ready,
I'm
nothing.
All good.
Yeah, Mr. Elliott said.
Mr. Elliott. I was just gonna say somebody's gonna break that fast, and his initials are Elliott.
Yeah.
Y'all
right, look,
them drawers ready, Houston. I'm good. Oh,
see, you get called out. It's
yeah,
gonna
by
be on
keeping
the
them drawers ready, he means put them on the floor.
There you go. Ready in the ready position.
Don't wear them.
Round your ankles.
Or to be like Miss Terry and just go, you know, taco
commando
or whatever. All right. Yeah, there you go. All right, listen,
okay.
Folks. All right.
God, tell me. Oh, God.
Whatever. All right, listen. Talking points are coming up. Talking points coming up next. Don't go nowhere, folks. This is a good one tonight. Talking points next.
Yeah, come on back here. God damn it, because these niggas are crazy.
So mouthy.
Refreshing thirst, quenching chill, kind of average, an oldie but goodie, but it could never be the average. Guzzle it, sip it, let it flow, you know the steez. We're going to have a hell of a time with drinks like these.
Have a break.
What I'll take. Yeah.
Five, four,
three.
It is time for Talking Points. Here's Jay.
The First Lady dazzles on election night in a...
Tell me, what do you want me to do?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
All right, folks, it is time for Wednesday's editions of Talking Points. That's right, Talking Points, things that happened during the course of the week that I think I want to get my colleagues' opinions on. Talking Points is brought to you by nobody, but if you want to bring Talking Points to us, by all means, make sure you give me a call. All right, here's the first Talking Point tonight.
In her picture here, she has a short, natural hair. A viewer who wasn't particularly fond of her style wrote this on the station's Facebook page. The black lady that does the news is a very nice lady. The only thing is, she needs to wear a wig or grow some more hair. I'm not sure if she's a cancer patient, but still, it's not something myself that I think looks good on TV. So Rhonda took to Facebook and wrote back, showing little girls that being comfortable in the skin and hair God gave me is my contribution to society. Little girls, and boys for that matter, need to see that what you look like isn't a reason not to achieve their goals. Conforming to one standard isn't what being American is about, and I hope you can embrace that. Thank you for your comment, and have a great weekend, and thanks for watching. But why did you feel the need to respond?
Well, one, the message itself had sat and pretty much festered on her Facebook page for about 6 days before I had even replied at all. But I think what I said was exactly what I meant. I mean, edification for these kind of topics it's crucial to moving past tough racial issues in our country. And at the time, honestly, I didn't think of it as anything more than what it was, which was just replying to a viewer and letting him know, you know, I'm perfectly healthy. In fact, I ran a marathon here in Dallas just this past weekend. So I'm fine in every way, and I'm blessed to be the way that I am. And, you know, as an American citizen, I'm okay with being accepted for my hair and everything that it encompasses.
Okay, now, that's Rhonda Lee. She was fired. She was fired, Miss Elias, because she responded to someone who talked about her hair. She has a very short haircut. They fired her behind that. Did you hear this story before?
No, I didn't.
Oh. She got fired. I mean, what kind of mess is that? And she got fired. Yes, she's black. She's a black woman that has a very short hairstyle. And so, like she said, a viewer calls in or wrote on the Twitter page that she needs to put a wig on because you heard the whole thing. And the thing is, she responded very nicely, and the station fired her behind that. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
Don't everybody speak at the same time? I mean, don't anybody have it? I mean, black women let you have something to say? I mean, what the hell is that?
Well, who was it that called? Like, who was it, another black woman that told
her? No, it was some listener that, I mean, some viewer that watches the news.
I guess I would have got fired too, because I would have told him, but it wouldn't have been nice.
But she didn't tell him off, though. That's my point. She responded that very nicely.
Well, I'd be in a suit, man. I would be getting paid.
Yeah. Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. She didn't say, hey, you racist,
she
kiss
did
my
not.
Ass.
She didn't say anything, and I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm so glad you ran that, because I thought that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. First, I was like, oh, boy. When they said, we're going to play it right now, I was like, oh, boy, let me hear what she said. But she didn't say nothing disrespectful. She did not. So I don't know why she got fired. I still don't understand why she got fired. So, yes, just like Miss Terry said, I was sitting back collecting my paycheck. It would have been all good, because I'm getting paid. Here we go.
But,
let's go.
Yeah, but
I'll
that's the thing that
Al
kills me.
I'll be calling Al Sharpton.
Well, did he talk about? Did Al Sharpton talk about that today? I didn't hear anything about it at all today. Did he talk? Did he bring that up today?
He didn't get paid.
No.
He
didn't
get
paid
first.
That's right. He didn't get away from his paycheck. They don't talk about it. You know what? Y'all wrong for that. Okay, y'all wrong for that. All right. Y'all wrong for that. All right, here's our second talking point for the night. You what? Bastards.
In Madrid, Spain, Chino was arrested for actually concealing cocaine in her breast implants. She was traveling from Bogota, Colombia. The authorities have reported that the Panamanian woman, which was arrested, was located at the Barcelona airport. The cocaine found in her breast implants actually equaled to the amount of 3 pounds, no joke. According to the Interior Ministry, they reported that the border police realized she had bloody gauze on her chest as well as fresh scars. This woman stated that she had just had breast surgery done. However, the police were still suspicious, which is why they immediately sent her to a...
Okay.
The hell?
You heard it. She had cocaine in her breast implant. And they... Okay, here's my thing. And somebody help me with this. How can the police... They said it was suspicious because they saw blood, you know, around her little thighs or whatever, and they were suspicious. How the hell? I mean, okay, did they make her take them out? That's some bull crap.
Nah, man. She said they were 3 pounds. Them were saggy baggy. You know, if you just had breast implants, breast lips, you supposed to be perky. They were sagging too much. That's what that was.
she had cocaine in her tighthives.
So if you get stuck on them, you'd have got a nice little high.
Are you on a roll? That's pretty damn good. That boy good. Oh, good trouble. All right, Ernest, I haven't heard your opinion, man. What do you think about this nonsense?
Yeah, you didn't ask me about the last story. I'm wondering, what the hell is she doing putting cocaine? I mean, how much money do you have to offer some dumb bitch? And because that's what she is. You know, I don't throw that around.
That's
you know,
how you
I
really
don't.
Feel.
I don't. But she's a stupid bitch. Who gets 3 pounds of cocaine in her titties? How much are they paying her to carry this across county lines or country lines, wherever the hell you're going, to put some cocaine in your titties? Like if somebody said, hey, Ernest, you carry a pound of cocaine in your ass, I'm like, it better be 7 digits before I even think about that shit.
Stupid.
Because
it'd
be my luck, the thing at birth, I'd be high for a goddamn year because I ain't never even smoked pot or put that cocaine in my ass.
Hey, you know what? Ernest has a point, because she could have put it a lot of places besides get a surgery,
exactly.
Have blood work and all that.
Ow.
She could easily get surgery.
Butt
implants.
No. This is a family show. You don't want me to
butt implants.
We are so past that at this point.
Butt implants.
Yeah.
What the hell? You mean butt implants?
You got no implants. All you got to do is stick.
Thank
stick
you.
It
off. Hey, Jay, you talking to a professional dope dealer. You hear? She already has
some
shoes
out there. I know.
I ain't never got cut up and bloody up for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just do what I
got to
do, and that's it.
Now she was mewling too, boy. Hey, you're going to have to run back around today, man.
I had her put them. How about that? Yeah, I would have never had her put them in the breast implants. That wasn't no G.
Can I say one more thing real quick before we get to the next talking point?
That's silly.
Yes, Ernest.
Yes, Ernest. I was going to say about that previous story. Do you guys remember a story about the woman who was overweight and somebody wrote into the station and wrote her a letter telling her they were concerned for her health and that she was overweight and all this stuff? And
my
she addressed it on the air. She was just kind of tubby. She wasn't huge. She was just, you know, she was a little bigger than she should have been. But she addressed it on the air and read this letter and made a rebuttal. And this white woman didn't get fired. And she was certainly more forthright with what she said on the air. They gave her time on the air to respond than this black woman did. And I'm not the first one to raise a race card at anything because I think sometimes it's not always racial. But I really question that story about Rhonda Lee.
That's ridiculous. And we have reached out to Rhonda, and we hope Rhonda will be on the serious side this Sunday. We want to hear her story because, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, I was
it's
shocked.
Stupid.
Because I thought that it would be something like, you know, you black. She was very respectful in her remarks.
Yeah.
Yes. I was surprised. I was like, okay. And
you know, their claim was that there was a station policy against talking to commenters on their Facebook page, and that her and an 8-year veteran who was a cameraman or producer got fired at the same time. I don't know if it was related, but that's why they let her go, because there was a policy about not commenting to viewers on the Facebook page. I'm like, why do you have the Facebook page then?
Thank you. Why do you have a Facebook page?
I mean, you're telling all your viewers, tweet us, Twitter us, Facebook us, but now you're not letting the anchors respond? Really?
What kind of bull crap? See, I'm even madder
that
now.
That is bull crap.
See, that's ridiculous.
Anything to bring your people down, I'm telling you. We need to call them up and stand by.
You know what? That's a good idea. We'll call them Saturday.
Yes.
We'll call them Saturday.
Call these mothers and get them on the air.
Yeah, let's
Thank
call
you.
Them Saturday. Okay, okay.
That's
get the
up.
Okay, Mama B, get the number. We're going to call them on Saturday live on the air.
I'll call tomorrow. No, hell no.
We're a community radio show. We want everyone to hear
it. I'm sorry. I'm finding that number right now.
We're calling them Saturday, okay? Saturday, folks, we're calling, and we're going to find out what happened. Oh, this is going to be good. Oh, I'm fired up already. Y'all got me fired up.
Yes, thank you.
I'm fired
thank
up.
You.
All right,
that's
folks,
what,
that was,
you know what?
That was
that's
talking
what we need to
me.
Do. That's what we need to do. We need to start doing all this stuff on air, because that's what it needs. It needs publicity. It needs
now,
to be settled.
Do we
want to
call the station manager?
No, we're calling the station. We're calling the station live.
Yeah, whoever fired her. That's who we're calling.
And we just
want to be the station manager. I'll send you a couple different phone numbers in the email
We call them all the damn numbers.
We
Let's get
call
the numbers we're calling.
That, thank you. There we go.
We're calling.
Don't let me
we're
get
calling
started.
Saturday.
Thank
all right,
you.
So, calm down. All right, that was talking
I'm
points.
Sorry.
All right, folks, we'll be back. You know, we got Q Harper coming up. We got our boy, our brand new friend, Jay Red. I love Jay Red, man. That's my boy. All that's coming up. Listen to the lounge. Short version coming up next. Don't go nowhere.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. 1 in 4 kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying?
I'm listening to the JRN show. Man, I'm just kidding you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle show.
Please believe it. What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about, baby?
I listen to... I tune into Jay on the J. Ryle show.
Rewind. Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see you doing in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, we have an abbreviated Listening Lounge tonight, but we're featuring Mr. Elias, two brothers who have been on this show, fans of the show, and we appreciate them. We have our boy in the house, Jay Red, and we have Q Harper in the house, my man. All right, Miss Elias, since it looks like you having mic issues as well, I'll just take
us
on
in.
So I can hear you now, Miss Elias, yes.
Okay. Yeah, let's get it on, man. Let's get it done.
All right. Listen to the lounge coming at you right now.
All right, here we go.
you, baby. I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby, Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Hey yo, what up, what up? It's Kel Spencer, the Brooklyn Spartan.
It's your boy Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage in the house. Listen, I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I wanna cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock who there, you know. Knock-knock who there. I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry H. Show. Man, it's the beginning.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What are you talking about? Really?
I tune into Jay on the Jay Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, it's finally at an end. It's time for us to shut it down. It's been a great show. Thank you guys for being patient and hanging out with us for the extra 30 minutes, even though really and truly the show was still had the same duration, but we had some scheduling issues. So let's get to it. It's time for our final thoughts. And Miss Terry, you're up first, baby. Final thoughts, girl.
My final thought is don't get caught with your pants down.
My Lord.
Thank you for that, Miss Terry. That was short and sweet. Thank you. Ernest,
yep.
Final thoughts.
I was waiting for something from Miss Terry. I have two thoughts, and I wrote this on my blog the other day. I said, if you're the smartest person in your group, find a new group to hang with. Always challenge yourself to do better and to be better and uplift one another. And the other thing I wrote down was trust in a relationship is not looking for the shortcomings of the other member, but rather in oneself. If that doesn't exist, neither does the relationship. I'll see y'all Saturday here on the TGRS Radio Network, but I'll be on my show 8 o'clock Eastern tomorrow on Earnest Radio Network. Good.
All right, big guy. See you then. All right, Rob Smooth, final thoughts, though.
Man, my final thoughts are, I'm still stuck on that 3-pound cocaine smuggler. I'm just wondering who did the breast augmentation after they took them sacks out. That's my final thought, man.
You got a kitty on the brain, Rob Smooth.
All right. And I tell you, Mr. LS, man, final thoughts, dog.
Man, like I said, hey, Jesus, this is a good show. Just a little bit too long. But hey, why not end it like we always end it? Booty is more important than breathing. Booty is more important than water. That's good, girl. I like it. It's going to take something on my booty. I like it, and I want it like that. Bend over and take this thing in peace.
Okay, I don't know. Hey, listen, here's a consumer alert, folks. Let me tell you. I was a victim of identity theft. Somebody took my credit card. It was going bazonkas. So, listen, be careful where you use your cards over the holiday weekends, you know, while you're out here shopping. Because there are people, huh?
Where'd they get you at?
I don't know where they got me at. I mean, it's just, you know, you have to be careful because I heard that they put those machines inside of, like, when you buy gas, they'll stick a machine in there. When you swipe your card, it gets all your information.
Yep.
So you have to be careful because they got me.
You're better off going inside and letting them swipe it in there.
What'd you say, Mr. Elias?
They got you at the gas station?
I don't know where they got me, but they're getting gas. Yeah, it's like they've hit 4 or 5 different gas stations.
Oh, they're the amateurs,
man.
Very good,
huh? No Buffalo Wild Wings or
trying to set up a joke. You guys are funny, man. Yeah.
No, those are amateurs. If they're trying to get gas, those are amateurs.
Well,
if
they can get off his car.
Well,
no, the question was, did they get his card number from a gas
car.
Station?
You guys are funny, man. You guys are hilarious. I mean,
I don't think Miss Terry
understood
the question. Okay, all right, Miss Elias, this is why I don't like you now, okay?
Well, would I like to throw some hot grease on you?
All right, Miss Elias, man, can we shut this thing down? Because you get on my damn nerves. Can we shut it down, Miss Elias? Because you are a bastard, and I can't stand no parts of you. Whatever. All right, go to hell, you sorry sap suck. I can't stand your black ass. Sorry old black ass.
Hey, Jay.
Bye, you sorry rat.
Hey, boy, hey, Jay, I know you bad that they ain't selling Twinkies no more, ain't you?
Y'all some crazy motherfuckers.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.